Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's finally answer the question on everyone's mind. What the hell is 6'7"? Could someone explain to us what 6'7" is? And do your kids actually use it as much as people say it? 855-444-MEGA. So if you can explain to us what nobody seems to be able to explain is what is 6'7"? Is there teachers out there that are listening right now? Parents, is it a problem in your home? Are kids actually saying 6'7"? We got to figure out what 6'7" means. 855-444-6342. According to Google, it has been Googled 141,000 times. It is the number one Googled question out there. Out of any question out that even exists, no one can answer it. Kevin, you have teenagers living
yes,
in your house.
Do
they use 6'7"?
They do. And it's
no,
funny.
They don't.
It's not necessarily a problem, but it becomes their inside joke.
Really?
Yeah, and they use it like, you know, I don't know, Dad, 6'7", nah.
And then they laugh at you? Is that what they're doing?
And I've asked them, okay, I've asked my son and I've asked my niece to explain it, and they come up with different answers. They keep telling me it's some meme with some basketball player, and they asked him a question about his height, and he said, I don't know, 6'7".
Why did that catch on?
That's what it's from?
That's what they told me.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Someone help us. And this is this a high school teenager thing, junior high? Gen Z, Hannah and AB, you guys don't use 6'7", do you?
No. No, so the first time I heard of 6'7" was on this show. It was like in a Keep It Moving. And I felt like everybody else like kind of had somewhat of an idea, but I was the one like lost behind it. I'm the youngest on the show. I don't understand it. But even the other day, my boyfriend used it. I'm like, why are you saying
it? Oh, my God. He was using it?
Yeah. Wow. How did he use it? It was like.
Use it in a sentence.
I forget what we were doing, but I think he might have like been watching football and there was like a number 67 on the screen. He's like, oh, 6'7". I'm like, what?
It's so 6'7" funny. The new 6'9? 69?
I don't know, but.
Is it dirty?
Being at my son's football game where he plays in
the
band.
That's how you use dirty. Yeah.
Yeah. And here comes, you know, when number 67, he takes the field, everybody goes crazy. And you're like, what is that mean?
That is so
what
funny.
Is
no
what?
Way.
Yeah, 6'7".
Yeah. Remember, AB had to text her friend because she didn't believe us. Like, 6'7 is caught on.
I texted
you think
my
you're
friend,
hip, but you're clearly not.
I know. I think I'm hip, but I texted my friend who teaches high school, and I go, are your kids using 6'7"? And she was just like, LOL, it's funny how long it takes, like, all of these things to get back to us now that we're old, apparently, because she was like, they've been using this for months.
Okay, someone... Please explain, where did 6'7 originate? Are people using it in like kind of like the 69 thing, like laughing at it? Or do they use it when they're trying to mock adults? Somebody explain what the hell 6'7 means. 855-444-MEGA. Hopefully by the end of this, we have some understanding of what 6'7 means. Is it 67 or 6'7? 855-444-MEGA. We're trying to figure out what no one in the world can figure out. It's been Googled more than any other question this year. It's been Googled over 141,000 times. What the hell does 6'7 mean? They're using the word 6'7. They're 6'7ing it up. Everyone's going 6'7, 6'7 wild. I don't know how to use it in a sentence.
Yeah, I don't even know. We might be getting canceled. Yeah. I don't know what this means.
Yes. Kate, you have teenagers. Are they using 6'7 as much as people say it?
All the time.
Really? How do they use it? How could they use it all the time if no one knows what it means? How do you use something you don't know?
It's mostly like when the six and the seven are together, or if somebody says like 1967, they'll put their hands up in the air and go 6-7, 6-7. It means absolutely nothing.
Does that come up a lot? I'm going to be honest. 1967 never comes up in my life.
No,
I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, but no one's ever talking about 1967.
I think it comes up like when people talk about time. Like, I don't know. We'll have dinner around 6 or 7, and then people are like,
Is that true, Kate?
Yeah.
Did they do that?
Absolutely. I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, and it comes up in every situation.
Those are
possible.
Prime 6-7 ages.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
I kind of love
absolutely.
It.
I just don't know how it comes up. I just, like, I never say, like, we'll have dinner around 6 or 7. I say, why do you eat dinner at 6?
Oh, yeah.
So no one's going to say, 6-7, back to me.
Right.
Right. Your little itty-bitty babies might start saying it.
Okay. That's what, okay. Yeah. Susie, thank you so much for the call. You said preschoolers are using it now.
What?
Yes, they are.
So you're a substitute teacher?
Yeah, I'm a substitute teacher at a Catholic grade school. And from preschool all the way through eighth grade, all the kids say it all the time, especially when they pass, the little kids pass the older kids. And they just think it's hilarious.
Maybe it's like an initiation thing.
Like, how old are you? 6, 7? Ah!
Oh, that could be it.
This is like the what's up thing from back in the day.
What's that?
Yeah, we had stupid stuff too, I guess, guys.
I think this might be the new version of bruh, from my understanding.
All right. Taylor,
yes.
You're a teacher. Is the 6-7 thing become a problem and a distraction in the classroom?
Yes. It has become such a distraction that I have now threatened to take points away from their grade.
Oh,
you're all
no!
getting 6s and 7s out of 10 if you guys keep using 6-7.
Yes, because you can't even say, like, do this assignment. Make sure it's 6 to 7 sentences. Or you can't say those two numbers at all. I have one kid in the class that now says, well, you know, 7-6 to avoid saying it order.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been Brett as a child.
No, you know what? I was actually thinking about this. Our boss can't stand that Hannah sends a dolphin emoji and it means nothing. She just sends it back and he's like, what does it mean? What does it mean? And it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. That's what you are. This is your dolphin emoji. Every kid is annoying back because it means nothing. They're just doing it to replace logic.
Right.
Oh, well then I'm here for it.
God pray for us all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.